Away home from the Christmas holidays, our Scotland correspondent Conor Gillies is in Fort William.
The A82, which is the main road from here in the Highlands towards Glasgow, is completely closed due to trees down blocking the roads. Police have been on the scene here for quite a while, going car to car and telling them that this could be the long haul.
Victims of predatory behaviour by servicemen in the Red Arrows have described an inquiry into their treatment as a mockery of justice. A report last month found sexual harassment in the air display squadron was widespread and normalised. But it appears the RAF hasn't told victims who was punished and for what. One of them, Kate, says it's a disgrace.
I think it's appalling. We haven't had any justice. In any normal corporation, you find out the outcome of an investigation like this and what happened to the perpetrator. It's very odd that they will not tell us.
The RAF says its investigations were comprehensive and thorough. A signalling problem between London St Pancras and Luton could mean thousands of airline passengers may miss their flights. Rail services are expected to be disrupted for the rest of today. A man's been charged with murder following the death of a 23-year-old in Cardiff on Christmas Eve. Dylan Thomas, who's also 23 and from Clandaff, has been remanded in custody. Central London was the only area in the country that saw a rise in Boxing Day shopping footfall compared to last year. New figures show that at major retail centres everywhere else, it was down by more than a fifth on 12 months previously. And we could soon see pints of wine on the shelves in supermarkets and in pubs and restaurants. The government says it'll introduce the 568-millilitre size alongside existing measures that are already available. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, stand by for this one. This afternoon we'll see cloudy skies with spells of rain moving in from the southwest, which will be heavy at times. The rain will tend to ease by the evening. A windy and mild day, a top temperature of 11 degrees during the day. And tonight, this evening, we'll see any lingering rain and cloud move off to the east, leaving clear spells behind. However, blustery showers will develop overnight, some heavy, and strong to near gale force winds will prevail, a high of 10 degrees, so do be careful if you're out driving this evening.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Well, let's kick off the last hour of brunch then, taking you through to 1 and 1 to 3 with Bob Simpson with Viola Wills, and we're going to get along without you now. been covered many, many times. Well, that was a really big hit in the 70s back on the dance floors there for Viola Wills. And gonna get along without you now. Here's Abby Flynn, My Own Woman.
You ever dreamed of, and I wish you joy and happiness. But above all of this, I wish you
go. That's the original version of I Will Always Love You by the lady who wrote it. Dolly Parton. There you go. And here's Terence Trent D'Arby and a wishing well. And I've been joined in the studio by Barry Gowan. He's here later on this evening with the Orient Hour, but he's here to come in and join me for the last dance. Bought his guitar, a local singer-songwriter, so hopefully he'll give us a number later. And he's brought his special guest with him, Oscar the Dog, who's having a sniff around the studio at the moment. And luckily, he's not attracted to the Christmas tree in any difficult way. No, he's not, no. He's been a good boy. Anyway, here's Terence Trent D'Arby, wishing well.
Kissing like a bandit, stealing time underneath a sycamore tree. Cupid by the arson, Valentine's to my sweet lover and maid. Slowly but surely, wishing well to kiss and tell her, oh, wishing well, a crocodile she'd say.
There we go, Terence Trent D'Arby and wishing well.
Phoenix FM.
And Barry Galvin joins us in the studio. How are you, mate?
Happy birthday, Andy.
Oh, well, thank you. We haven't discussed that at all.
No, that's what I'm here for, isn't it? So that you don't have to say to the listening public, all six of them, that, you know, it's your birthday today. So I'm your stooge.
I say happy birthday.
Then, maybe five. Then people, I didn't realise it's Andy Gilson's birthday. We'll have to not buy him a present.
Yes, why's on earn, I'm afraid. 61. Yeah. But thank you for bringing me in a bottle of Casillero de Diablo.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I stole it myself.
House of the Devil. Thank you very much. And
yes, the devil, very appropriate.
Yeah, it was. I thought that when you.
So let me ask you a question. How do you feel about having a birthday at possibly the worst time of year to have a birthday?
Wow.
The Twixtmas.
It beats the option of not having a birthday.
Very true.
But I think it's one of those things, if you're a kid and you have your birthday at Christmas Day, Boxing Day, or the day after, like me,
yeah,
it's a bit tough when you're a child, but when you're an adult, you're just glad to still be here, aren't you?
Very true.
You don't care really anymore. It's just like, when you're little, though, and you've got all these things where the uncle and auntie, oh, it's for Christmas and birthday.
And birthday, yeah, cheapskate.
Cheapskate.
And my twins are got twin boys and they were born on the 19th of December, so they've got a similar problem. It gets lumped into one.
It's one of those. I should have been like the royal family, have a separate birthday halfway through the year, you know, like the king.
Yeah, absolutely. Allocate yourself one.
Allocate in one.
Middle of the year, like mine, June 23rd. That's nice because it's right in the middle.
What timing?
Yeah.
Now you've got your late and orient top on tonight.
I have. Yep, my old one. Yep.
And they did well yesterday.
Did really well. Obviously, London Derby, Cheltenham Athletic, bigger team, not expected to win, and just about deserved it, I think. Yeah, it's better deserved it. And it was just great. Boxing Day fixtures, everyone wants to win them because no one wants to go home really miserable at Christmas, do they?
What was the crowd yesterday?
8,700. Oh, I should remember.
It's not a benefit. You remembered 8,700.
Chris, 8,700 something. 1,255 Charlton.
Oh, right. So, that's pretty good. Pretty good. Okay. Well, I know you've got your guitar with you, and you've written...
Hello, David Brent, yeah.
Yeah, but you write. So, prolifically, I suppose, is the right word.
19 this year.
19 songs?
Yeah, none of them any good. Yeah.
Well,
I do this so you don't have to.
No, you don't have to say that because, you know, you're a big fan of Dr. Robert, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, you kind of mentioned it every time I come here, but that is relevant, I suppose, because I do look to him and my inspiration from songwriters, many other people as well. But not always, but sometimes when I write a song, I'll run it past him, I'll send it to him, and Ray, my other mentor, Ray Marquis, who you know, and they're the two toughest critics. If I can get one past them, and they say that's good enough for me, that's a lot of satisfaction.
Okay, right. Well, what we'll do is we'll just delete that there, and we're going to just have a few.
Is that my song? You just deleted.
Words from our sponsor, not your song. You're going to do that live in a minute after this.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Smiling.
Billy Ocean and Love Really Hurts Without You.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look out on the roads as we look now. The M25 still running okay. Nothing to report really in Brentwood or Billericay. However, we've got an ongoing situation at Ford End. It's been going on a while now. There's an accident partially blocking main road, the B1417, near to the school. Emergency services on the scene and have closed main road from the roundabout of the junction of Essex Regiment Way, and traffic is unable to get through Ford End. And on the A12, amongst all the other roadworks, there's very slow-moving traffic between the Junction 28, that's the football stadium at Colchester, and Junction 27, Spring Lane. There you go. Now, Barry Gowan's got his guitar on, and as you say, we mentioned Dr. Robert. Now, he was the lead singer of the Blow Monkeys, and he actually did give you a thumbs up for this song, didn't he?
Yeah. I'm not going to say he's endorsing it because I don't want to get him in trouble, but
but he did.
But yeah, you know, look, I write music for my own purposes now, and you know, music is great because everyone can produce it and send it out everywhere, but there's not a lot of focus anymore. There's no number one Top of the Pops charts and stuff, so really artists that write and perform like myself, I suppose, just do it for their own kind of satisfaction. That's one way I get you know, some kick out of it, by you know, getting a thumbs up from people that I admire, you know.
Good stuff.
And hopefully I'll be doing some live stuff next year with a guy.
Excellent. And that's an endorsement from Oscar the Dog.
Some approval, yeah.
He did this last time, folks. He came in, he was ever so good. He did the Orient Hour for 59 minutes and about 50 seconds, and we're just about to go off air, and you,
but I think people think you've got the sound effects on, Al. Yeah. Like, you know.
It used to be a Tony Blackburn,
wasn't it? Yes,
yeah,
right. Yeah,
wasn't it Arnold?
Sorry. Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm not sure of the levels here, guitar and vocal, but we'll give it a go, mate.
Okay, off you go, Bill.
It's called If I Should Let You Go.
Life has brought us to where you are, on the wings of fear, the wings of fear. But I know I'm so happy you crossed my path. That was a day, that was a day. But if I should let you go, I just want you to be happy. This I know. My heart is a heavy one. It's threatening to break. It's threatening to break. 'Cause I know that a story may just be done. That's more I can see, much more I can see. Oh, if I should let you go, I just want you to be happy. I want you to be happy. And that's no consolation, I know. But it's the same for me, it's the same. So please don't get me wrong, my feelings are still strong. But I'm just so scared I'll make a mistake. I need more courage in my heart. So, if I cannot find the strength, I'll put my dreams away. I'll put my dreams away. And I know it will be at my own expense. I just want to see, I just want to see, that if I should let you go, I just want you to be happy. I want you to be happy. And there's no consolation, I know. but it's the same for me. It's the same life has brought us to where we are on the wings of fate. The wings of fate. Oh, one round of applause. Thank you.
Well done. Well done. Never easy to come in and do that live on the radio.
No, you'll go next.
No, no. You've got a new guitar there, haven't you?
I have a new Yamaha guitar. First one I bought in 17 years.
Well done.
They do know how to make a musical instrument at Yamaha. There's your advert.
There you go. Yeah, no. It sounded a good tone on that.
Yeah, it's all about the tone. Self-playing it is. Didn't do a thing, yeah?
Yeah, you didn't do. Yeah, no, just said, it. Can you play my new song,
press
please?
Play.
And it did. Yeah, excellent stuff. No, it sounded good.
Oh,
That's Belinda Carlisle, of course, and I Get Weak. Now then, if you heard Barry singing live in the studio a few minutes ago, and if you fancy being heard on the radio with one of your own songs or even a cover, do come along to one of Phoenix FM's open mic nights on Monday evenings at the Essex Arms, 10 Worley Hill, Worley, Brentwood, CM14 5HA. Kev Piggott will be there hosting from 8 till 10. All the tracks are recorded, and he plays a selection on the Sunday session, so every Sunday morning from 10 a.m. here on Phoenix 98 FM. And Bob Simpson's entered the studio as well, and good afternoon, Bob.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. My check is in the post, is it? Yeah.
I've got your present outside. We need a crane to bring it in.
Oh, is that big?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably a 10-ton weight, isn't it? It's going to be dropped on my head. Yeah, Skip, thank you. Yeah. So I've been told I deserve to go in a Skip a few times. Never mind.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
There you go, that's Matt Berry featuring Emma Noble and Beatmaker. Now, then, here's one that American fans would know. I do a show on a Friday evening, and there was a show called the Patty Duke Show in the States in the 60s, and Patty Duke was a child star, and she released this record. It's a massive hit over there in 65. And over here, we had a singer called Danny Williams, who's most famous for the vocal to Moon River. And he topped the charts in 1961 with that. And a year later, Andy Williams covered it in the States. But Danny Williams released this as a single, and I guess it flopped terribly over here. It was a big hit in Israel, of all places, but it was it flopped over here. And I guess the music had changed by then. And, of course, you had the Stones and the Who and the Beatles, etc., obviously. It's one of those songs that the Americans were still playing catch-up by then, and America hadn't quite had the British invasion arrive yet. But I think it's a cracking record. His vocals are fantastic on this, and it's better than the original. It's called Don't Just Stand There from Danny Williams. See what you think.
Please don't just stand there, come and kiss me like before. Please don't just stand there looking down at the floor. If something is wrong, give me just one little sign. If there's someone else, please tell me. Tell me what's on your mind. Once when we'd meet, you'd run to hold me tight. Life was so sweet until tonight. Please don't just stand there, get it over if we're through. Please don't just stand there while my heart breaks in two. Knowing I care, how can you be so unkind? Please stop hurting me. If it's a game, I don't want to play it. And if it's goodbye, why can't you just say it? Why make me cry like you do? How can you be?
Great singer, Danny Williams, very underappreciated, and much missed. That Don't Just Stand There is a very good version of the old Paddy Duke original. Now then, would I lie to you? No, I wouldn't. Eurythmics are up next, and then Barry will give us another live number.
Lines you At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Right, Barry's got guitar in hand and he's ready to give us another live number. What's this one called?
I'm going to do a Bob Dylan track. And what my opinion of Bob Dylan is that he's one of the greatest songwriters. It's probably not everybody's cup of tea when you hear his voice.
I'm going to wager you've got a better voice than Bob.
Well, I'm going to wager that Oscar's got a better voice than Bob. But, you know, he's one of the greatest songwriters. And when you do hear his songs done by other people, you appreciate how good his songs are. And there's so many of them, obviously. And you know, just so it's not about all about self-promotion, and obviously I'm going to help give Bob a helping hand here, mention him to the millions of listeners.
Yeah.
Because I think he needs a few quid.
Yeah, he needs promotion.
Yeah, he needs to get back in the public eye
Right.
Didn't he actually sell his rights to someone there? He canned it all, didn't he? He just went, okay, I'll give me rights recently, I think.
Did he?
Yeah, he didn't need the money.
He doesn't really need it, does he?
No, but this is it's a lesser known one called As I Went Out One Morning.
Okay.
As I went out one morning to breathe the air around some pain, speed it up. I spied the fairest lady that ever did walk in chains. I offered her my hand. She took me by the arm. I knew that very instant she meant to do me harm. Whoa, whoa. Depart from me this moment, I told her with my voice. Says she, but I don't wish to. Or says I, but you got no choice. And as she was letting go her grip, that some pain did run. I'm sorry, sir, he said to me. Well, I'm sorry for what she's done. Whoa, 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 whoa. Just then, Tom Payne himself came running from across the fields, shouting at this lovely girl and commanding her to yield. I beg you, sir, she pleaded from the corners of her mouth. I will secretly accept you, and together we'll fly south. Whoa, 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 whoa.
There you go. You might get
Robert Zimmerman.
You got another applause from the back of the studio there.
Two applause now. If I carry on.
Applause.
carry on until 8 o'clock, I'll get six.
Listen, and there's 10p.
No, everyone says,
there's 10p
no.
There. It fell off the edge of the table.
Double my usual fee.
Yeah, I don't know. That's very good.
Happy and Christmas.
I'm impressed with that new guitar.
It's the best you can say, isn't it?
That's the best I can say. Right, listen, you sung that better than Bob.
Again, faint praise.
Simpson.
Yeah. It's like me saying you're not as old as King Charles today.
Thank you. I'm not.
No.
I'm not as rich as King Charles, though.
No, it's just that was the first old person that pops into my head. I don't know why that is.
Yeah.
Not a great royalist.
Yeah. You could buy a better coat, though. He looks a bit scruffy in that coat, do you not think?
Is this leading into the next song?
No,
are you doing a pun?
Because
do a pun leading into the next song.
It's not like me to be a snake.
Here we go.
Alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh well, she cried, I'll take you in and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh tender woman, take me in for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender. Snake. Now she wrapped him up all cozy in a curvature of silk, and then laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from her work that night. As soon as she arrived, now she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. Take me in, oh tender woman, take me in for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, the snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died. Now she stroked his pretty skin again, and then kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, oh tender woman, take me in for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, the snake. I saved you, cried that woman, and you bit me even a while. And you know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm gonna die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, say that a reptile with a grin. Now you knew darn well I was a snake before you brought me in. Please take me in, oh tender woman, take me in for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, side the snake, side the snake.
Great track, a big Northern Soul favourite, Al Wilson, The Snake. Here's Mandy.
Hello, I'm Mandy Cullen, and I'm here to tell you all about Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers, which is every Saturday on Phoenix 98 FM. We play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all the songs we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me, Mandy Cullen, every Saturday between 6 and 8, Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers on Phoenix 98 FM.
Thanks very much, Mandy, and thank you for joining me. Bob's up next after the news with 1 to 3. I'll leave you with Delamitri. Thank you to Barry for coming in with his guitar. Very nice of you, Barry.
No problem, Andy, and happy birthday again. 82, 3.
Soisant un, it sounds less harmful. Thank you.
No, it don't.
Yeah. Yes, 61. Well, it beats the alternative of being dead at 60, doesn't it? So there you go. Delamitri, We Were Young. I think it's rather apt to finish with a young a record.
When I'm 64 would have been better.
Well, in 3 years, I'll play that one, all right? If I'm still here, I'll play it.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.